This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. After 4 days of relative calm, Liberia is disrupted again today by more fighting, this time in the north of the country. The president, Charles Taylor, is supposed to formally hand over power on Monday. Rebels don't like his chosen successor. It's difficult for Liberians following the news events from this country. Reporter Jesse Graham spoke with a group of them in New York at a backyard barbecue.
Step through a tiny walkway beside a mint greenhouse in Jamaica, Queens, and you'll find a group of 20 Liberian men. They sit in a circle beneath the thick canopy of a maple tree. Hostess Jessicata serves grilled beef and palm butter stew. She tries to quiet her youngest children as the monthly meeting of the Liberian Mandingo Association begins.
Stop it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah bless our meeting.
Teachers, executives, and recent refugees meet here to raise money for the relief effort at home, to make sense of the destruction the war has brought, and plan for the future of their country. They contribute clothes, food, and medicine to the 40 cartons of goods they're shipping home. People like Liberian-American citizen Abraham Touré speak of the United States as if it's a lover that left when they needed her most.
You pray to God every day for the killing to stop. And the only way we think it can be stopped is United States direct intervention. There is no if and but about it. Our children are dying.
We grew up looking at America as a big brother, you know, and the West wanted something in times of need. We were there. Indeed, we were there. Now we have our problems. We do need help.
Middle school teacher Mohammed Belade isn't comforted by the arrival of Nigerian peacekeepers and a handful of American troops. He's seen such forces fail his country before. He sees a struggle ahead, even if the ceasefire holds.
Of course, if it will take all of us, some of us, to rebuild it, I'm sure you'll find a lot of people, a lot of Liberians, not only here in Queens, but everywhere else I want to go back. You need security. Having lived here for such a long time, you know, being used to freedom and liberty, you don't want to go somewhere where your life is at risk.
Former Liberian politician Aliyu Danzu thinks life will be risky at home as long as Charles Taylor is around. He fled Liberia 2 years ago after the president's forces threatened to kill him. He doesn't believe Taylor will leave the country by August 11th, as he's promised.
Mr. Taylor will not leave. Mr. Taylor has to be arrested. So, my mind is not at peace because that's my country. I can sleep, to be frank. And I don't love, actually, to be in America at this moment. I want to go back.
For today's meeting, the host made a sacrifice for his fellow Liberians. He had a cow killed at a halal butcher in New Jersey.
Only one bag, gentlemen. I'll take two now.
In Muslim tradition, when given away, the meat is supposed to benefit the giver tenfold. The members hope the effects of the sacrifice will go way beyond this concrete backyard. For Day to Day, I'm Jesse Graham.